China is using NGOs to create a shadow justice system right on U.S. soil. Welcome to China Uncensored. I'm Chris Chappell. Remember, we're still in Operation Honeypot Phase 2. So watch this video until the end and leave a like and honeypot comment. You know, the world is a scary place for Chinese people overseas. With all those foreigners about, you never know who you can trust. But never fear, the Chinese police are here. Whether legally, like these Chinese police partnering with police in Croatia to protect tourists, or illegally, like all the overseas police stations found throughout the world. But sometimes you need more support than just a few police in an illegal police station in a restaurant can give you. The good news is, you don't have to go back to China to get Chinese justice, because the Chinese Communist Party quietly operates its very own shadow justice system in US cities. Because in China, justice isn't blind. She's just kept locked away in the shadows. According to a Daily Caller investigation, tons of US-based Chinese nonprofits have set up special overseas mediation systems to connect Chinese people to mainland court hearings, even when they're out of the mainland. How convenient and also terrifying. Doesn't take much imagination to see that this could easily be weaponized to crack down on overseas Chinese dissidents and spread CCP influence. After all, the illegal Chinese police stations are already used that way. Like when these Chinese police officers in Paris surrounded dissident Ling Huajian before being confronted by journalists. You remember how Jay and Silent Bob tracked down and beat up everyone who said mean things about them on the internet? And we laughed and laughed, because who would be so petty and ridiculous? Well, not so funny, IRL. China's been very public about the existence of these underground courts, at least in Chinese news and social media, and it's been going on for a while now. For example, in Wenzhou, Zhejiang, the Foreign Affairs Office of Wenzhou's Municipal People's Government reported in November 2014 that the Lucheng Court set up a special overseas mediation contact point in New York with the help of New York networks. And if you're wondering, wait, what about international laws and boundaries and jurisdiction? Ask all the nations in the Indo-Pacific how China feels about those. It assigned two members of the New York-based Wenzhou Chamber of Commerce and Industry as mediators. What exactly do they mean by mediators? It's intentionally vague. But New York wasn't enough, so in 2016, the court expanded its overseas mediation system with another overseas mediator and hub in LA. Chinese state-run media parade these overseas courts as success stories. One famous example of these courts working exactly as intended is a November 2022 divorce court hearing between a woman in Xinhui and a man in San Francisco. Thanks to the careful attention of the Xinhui District Overseas Chinese Association and the president of the San Francisco-based World Youth Congress of Jiangmen, the divorce was able to be handled remotely via Skype. The Chinese nonprofit in San Francisco helped arrange a physical space for the man and his lawyer to meet with his estranged wife. And if you look closely in the background, you can see that this probably took place at a restaurant, just like those illegal Chinese police stations. At the time, the Chinese Affairs Office of the People's Government of Guangdong Province said that the Xinhui court that handled the divorce had established five overseas dispute resolution stations, not just in the US, but also in other countries like Canada and Brazil, and hired nine overseas Chinese special mediators. The Xinhui branch of the Supreme People's Procuratorate, China's organ for legal supervision, likewise appointed someone in San Francisco as a hearing officer connected to its overseas Chinese inspection liaison station. But don't be fooled. This is not just about making litigation convenient and settling divorces. It's about spreading the CCP's grip on all Chinese people everywhere. The biggest indicator is how nonprofit leaders in charge of these shadow courts meet with the Chinese Ministry of Public Security and openly talk about strengthening communication between the police and the overseas Chinese. You know, communication. In fact, a lot of the people involved with the NGOs running the courts also have direct connections to the Chinese Ministry of Public Security. For example, one person the Daily Caller identified is Chen Shisheng. He's a consultant for the Wenzhou Chamber of Commerce, Greater Washington. He's also co-chairman of the California-based U.S. Zhejiang General Chamber of Commerce. But once upon a time, he served as a mediator for the Wenzhou People's Court, which is the darkest spin-off of a daytime TV show ever. And he also served as a Zhejiang Ministry of Public Security supervisor and an officer for the People's Armed Police. Can someone tell the CCP that just because you put the people's in front of something, it doesn't make it sound less menacing? Chen's the chairman and founder of Senken, a contractor that works with both the MPS and the Chinese military. He frequently meets MPS officials about overseas Chinese police work. This April 2024 meeting here also had Qiu Hongbin, the honorary chairman of the American Fujian Association of Commerce and Industry, based in New York City, who is also connected to the MPS. A report from the Overseas Chinese Affairs Office of the State Council says the military repeatedly dispatched Qiu Hongbin to the U.S. to conduct protection work for overseas Chinese community organizations returning to China for inspection, which totally doesn't sound ominous at all. Apparently, Qiu Hongbin eventually retired from the military and joined the MPS just before moving to the U.S., where he now runs one of the many NGOs in the states that really serve the interests of the CCP. There's also Xiao Ke-shui. He is the Secretary General of the New York-based American Fuching Association. Xiao has attended no fewer than 3 tea parties with officials from MPS and the All China Federation of Returned Overseas Chinese. These were connected to China's Overseas 110 network, which on the surface is about helping Chinese living abroad avoid scams, but is also used to scoop up innocent people and bring them back to China. With so many people tied to China's Ministry of Public Security running these nonprofits, it becomes clear that they're basically just yet another way for the CCP to extend its insidious reach beyond the borders of China. And all of their different tricks work together. The connection between these underground courts and the illegal Chinese police stations is super close. As an example, back in 2020, the Changle District Court in Fuzhou, Fujian, posted on social media that it appointed 3 members of the America Changle Association in New York to serve as overseas mediators. But guess what? Last year, America Changle Association leader Chen Jinping pleaded guilty for running a secret overseas police station in New York, which means that he was in charge of both the police station and the mediators. Even Ray Charles could have seen that coming, which would be hard because, you know, he's dead. All nonprofit leaders are called to serve the CCP by connecting the MPS with overseas Chinese. This is just more evidence of how China weaponizes everything and anything to get what it wants, whenever it wants, wherever it wants. That's why we need to put Chinese organizations that have names like province name plus association, US plus Chinese name Congress, you name it, under a very close microscope. As much as we think nonprofits are just for helping people, the ones China's connected to are all about making the CCP profit at the expense of Chinese people. And now Operation Honeypot. You, my 50 Cent Army, have fought valiantly to stop YouTube's soft censorship, and you've made a huge difference. In the last month, we've had 14 episodes in a row get over 100,000 views. I can't thank you all enough. But it's not just one battle. It's a war. We do better for a few weeks, and then YouTube seems to suppress our views again. Still, many of you are telling me you're seeing me again in your feeds for the first time in months, so I shudder to think what would be happening without Operation Honeypot. Thank you, The Ohio News, for watching China Uncensored at midnight when you're supposed to be working. I hope your important meeting went well. Daniel Harper, I'm also happy to be popping up in your feed. But Awesome Creed, you didn't see that same video in your feed. Thank you for finding it anyway. Aaron Davenport, thank you for watching me even before my magnificent facial hair. Five String Commando, I still look like I'm 15, just with magnificent facial hair. And Palmer's Trading Post, thanks for looking for China Uncensored when it doesn't show up in your suggestions. There are still a lot of people out there, like Awesome Creed and Palmer's Trading Post, who are not seeing China Uncensored in their recommendations, which is why we need to keep Operation Honeypot going. We're also coming up with a way to get around YouTube's broken notification system, so stay tuned for that. And remember to click on China Uncensored videos in your recommended feed. Watch my videos until the end, and leave a like and a honeypot comment. And if you can support us beyond Operation Honeypot, please join our premium website at ChinaUncensored.tv. We do exclusive episodes and live streams there too. If you can't subscribe right now, thank you for supporting Operation Honeypot. I'm Chris Chappell. Will you be my honeypot?